mixing fun and info, finfo, or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Using homeopathy to get your skin in the clear. Homeopathy is the use of dilute substances in order to get them to exhibit the effect they would have if they were the whole substance. Boy, is that complex. But we can simplify this. We
That's
can
right.
make this easier for you to understand simply by saying this. Think of it as sort of like a vaccine. Now, I know homeopaths out there that are hearing this are cringing because homeopathy can be very, very complex. But it's something that in a little amount will cure the disease that the whole amount can cause. For example, you're out there and you get poison ivy. If we give you the diluted version of poison ivy, it will help you recover from it. In addition, if your child runs up with an unknown rash that looks like homeopathy, it might be from a bug bite or even a food, and you give them the diluted poison ivy, it will help cure that like rash. It doesn't have to be the same exact cause. I'm sorry for the complexity. I've done my best to make it as simple as possible, but this is a very, very real discipline that's been around a long time. Schools like the University of Michigan were originally homeopathic schools. That's all they used were these dilute substances, subsequently converted into conventional schools, not because the homeopathy wasn't ineffective, but because that's where the patentability and the business went. So homeopathy is regulated by the FDA. It's different than the herbal industry. The way it's standardized, potentized, used, and claimed is regulated by the FDA, and we are taking the slightly longer introduction into how to help it clear your skin.
You did well. I didn't expect that. I was just going to say homeo, so same, pathos, right? Homeopathy, so using the same to as the same. Yeah, I was just going to do it a lot different than you, but
I stole that from Ian Beer. There's a great naturopathic doctor and Chinese medicine doctor, Ian
Nice
Beer,
work.
On the East Coast. And he's a master of sound bites. And I love Ian. And that is where I got that, because the idea is to just demystify it and make it so it's applicable. And my wife never had a drug, an herb, anything all through growing up. Measles, mumps, rubella, only used homeopathy through her whole childhood. And man, her immune system's like a rock. Now, Holly, do you use homeopathy, these remedies in your office for skin conditions pretty regularly?
Absolutely. And this is what I think is going to be very, very important to the listeners, okay? Because I think outside of all of that lovely background and what the heck this is, I'm just going to tell you what works. And hopefully we have the trust in you at this point in time that you're going to believe it. All right. So, because I got to tell you something, skin issues, big hot topic, sometimes really working hard to heal from the inside out, but we heal from the top down, the inside out, so the skin is the last to clear. Homeopathy on board with other identify and treat the cause type sort of angles can really work. So belladonna, now these are remedies that you can get online, you can get at your natural health food store. They are infinitesimal doses of these plants, minerals, animals, etc. Belladonna is best used for red hot facial skin, okay, kind of like a scarlet rash, almost like you have lupus but you don't, and it can suddenly sort of start to spread, okay? But think about that red hot facial skin. That is sort of like a indication for belladonna. I'm going to talk about.
I want to add one quick thing for there. Rapid onset is also usually where you went from nothing to something. So all of a sudden you turn around and your 10-year-old runs up and goes, "What just happened to my face?" The rapid onset with the hot red is also one of the keys with belladonna. Okay.
Great. Okay. Now there is another one, dulcamara. I'm going to spell it for you. Dulcamara. D-U-L-C-A-M-A-R-A. Now, this is new to me, but I loved it as I was looking this stuff up because I have a patient that I have like, wow, this is going to be absolutely perfect for her. Because think about this. If you're experiencing sort of damp, I would say, eruptions on your face, little acne lesions that kind of itch. But the biggest thing is they're small and they look like they have reddened around the start of them, but they come into little white heads, and they basically spread uniformly across your forehead. And I've got a woman that I know is just going to benefit so much from this particular remedy. So that is definitely sort of an indication. Now, another one I want to talk about, earlier on in this show, in another segment, we talked about an herbal first aid kit, Arnica, right? Arnica having, being able to have in a gel form to use topically for bruises, for sprains, for strains. Arnica, we're talking about for acne in a homeopathic form. So homeopathic remedies usually made from minerals, plants, animals, etc. So this plant in an infinitesimal dose, usually prepared where you stick three underneath your tongue, 3-4 times a day, excellent for painful acne with really a sore sort of bruised feeling in the skin. So those big acnes that are somewhat cystic in nature, sunken into the face, very, very, very effective.
Yeah.
Arnica.
There's an additional one for listeners out there. You get the young kids with this really thick type of acne. It's very rough. And you'll notice also that they tend to get achy. They have this almost rheumatic thing. They get sore easily. Arnica is like that. There's another called Mesereum, M-E-Z-E-R-E-U-M, which is very, very common with that. They're very close remedies, but they can be very, very powerful. I would encourage you to buy both, either alternate them or try one and then the other and see. I don't see any danger in trying either of these. I think that there's all these warnings and precautions because the FDA is involved, but don't be afraid to try one remedy, and if it doesn't work, then move to a next one. Mesereum will go along with Arnica. What do you have next?
Nice. Okay. So this one, I actually had a gentleman who had really sore inflamed eruptions, kind of reddish, almost like a dirty looking, and it was down his back, both sides of his flanks, okay, between the erector, or between, or around the erector spinae. He had really, his face was fine, his chest was fine, he had really, really bad back acne. Of course, we were working on his diet, we're working on appropriate supplementation, higher dose vitamin A, nice essential fatty acid profile, etc. But I put a dash of sulfur in a homeopathic remedy, and it sped up the healing. So we can think about these things as synergistic, okay? So in different and natural medicine, we're not talking about here, take this. Like, okay, if you've got this sort of reddish, sore, almost dirty-looking acne, it's not like, hey, put this on it, you know, as a prednisone-type steroidal cream or what have you. We're talking about things that we can do, yes, diet always, yes, lifestyle always, yes, cleaning up things and identifying, treating the cause. When we talk about homeopathy, it's a wonderful adjunctive modality to get quicker, I would say, to where you're going when it comes to your healthcare desires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we also need to remember is where our term naturopathic came from. The nature cure, detoxing folks like the Kellogg's, like the Thralls, needed extra help with the energetic side. They merged with the homeopaths. That's the apathy of naturopathy. We needed each other. The physical needed to be treated, diet, lifestyle, exercise, herbals, sweats, detox. But the energetic also needed to be dealt with. Now, this is before we had things like acupuncture and a lot of the mind-body medicine. So the homeopaths and the nature cure people were a synergistic mix, and it's why we're so popular. We spend a lot of time talking about our nature cure elements like the herbs and things. Now we need to incorporate in the apathy portion, this homeopathy, like the belladonnas, dulcimeras, arnicas, and sulfurs. Holly, one more before we go?
One more. Let's talk about calc sulf. Okay, so I did sulfur, but this is calcareous sulf. If you've got these eruptive, oozing, yellow mucusy type pimples, I don't even want to repeat that because I'm about to just, I don't know.
It's
one of my worst. I said that because I didn't want to say the P word, the other word. Anyways, but so yes, if they're pustular, if they have pus coming out, calcareous sulf, sorry, is a wonderful homeopathic remedy to really get your skin clear.
Belladonna, dulcimera, arnica. What we're talking about is homeopathy, using it to look for some of these chronic skin conditions, as well as keeping some in your herbal toolkit in case there's an acute rash in the house. RadioMD.com.